Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Now joining us on the line is the head football coach of the Clarion Goldfield Owls Cowboys. It's Caleb Vogel joining us. Caleb, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, obviously, your guys' season wrapped up a pretty tough matchup last week with West Lyon in the first round of the Class 2A playoffs. It was a 15-0 loss, but a game that you guys were down 16-0 at halftime, holding your own against a very, you know, a top-five team in Class 2A for all intensive purposes. But just, you know, as the season progressed and you got into the postseason, what was maybe the area that your football team impressed you the most, especially going into the last week of the regular season into the postseason?
You know, I think defensively, you know, coming off, you know, only a loss by 21 points, you know, against Spirit Lake. Even if you want to go back to the league before, you know, all the points that we scored, you know, against Okoboji and then the defense what we did, allowing their total yardage, you know, and, you know, Spirit Lake was a tough game. But I think, you know, coming into playoff week, you know, we were like defensively, you know, we got to be able to stop their offense, you know, because they're good. And, you know, it's the same other side. You know, offense has got to score. But I would say just if you want to look at it as a whole team in general, I think what we progressed from Okoboji to, you know, our playoff game offensively and defensively probably impressed me the most. The score probably didn't seem that way, but the kids are starting to find a groove. You know, I think having Carson go down really hurt us big time. Because we're starting to find our identity. But, you know, getting Diego in there as a quarterback, stepping up, you know, he did a great job for us, and that's, you know, all we could have asked for. We were obviously limited to doing different types of things, but overall, just the whole team aspect, just going into the playoffs, the preparation they did impressed me the most.
And looking at your roster, it's been a healthy mix this year of upperclassmen and underclassmen. You do graduate a pretty talented senior class. Guys like we mentioned, Carson Nessheim, Diego Gonzalez, you mentioned before, Mason Allen as well. As a lot of guys up front, talking about Carson, Caden Hankins as well, as Luis Matuate, and just to name a couple guys, Nick Sisson, and a couple guys on the outside like Colin Kirstein and Wyatt DeCoster. You know, since you come to Clarion, what has this senior class provided that has, you think, left this program in a better place?
No, I think just their leadership quality. You know, that whole class, you know, I've seen them, you know, work themselves all the way up to being incredible leaders on and off the field, you know, all 4 years. You know, their work ethic, you know, in and out of the classroom, you know, on the football field, and most importantly, you know, in the weight room, you know, just huge things, you know, those, you know, our biggest thing as a football program is our strength and our conditioning. They were constantly, you know, in the weight room helping younger kids out, setting a good example. You know, that just impressed me the most, and just how great of kids they are. You know, they just are so well-liked within the school, and the younger kids look up to them. So just the leadership qualities that they're going to take with them as they lead this program, I think definitely set a bar high for those younger kids. So that's great to see that, and that's definitely what we want as coaches as they leave this place is to be good role models for when they get out into the working world.
And when we look at this team here, I mean, it's a long ways before we're back, but it won't be too long before we're back into the swing of the things, you know, getting weight room ready and obviously getting prepped for next football season. You've got a lot of young talent coming back off of this year's team, some talent that really emerged late in the season. And when you look on what will be coming back next year, what are maybe one or two things that stand out to you that gets you, you know, thinking, man, I can't wait for next ball to roll around?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of young talent. You know, you look at some of the guys like, you know, Caleb Siva would be a senior next year. You know, he's just has been a great linebacker for us. He's going to play a little bit more on offense for us. Cole Rothman, you know, Bryce Lindeman, who's our up front, you know, offensive line. There'll be veterans up there. you know, some other young guys. Charlie Campbell, you know, who's a freshman that just stepped up and played tremendous. He was kind of our utility guy this year. Did an excellent job running the ball for us, you know, even on defense. You know, another guy, Huxley Lingenfelter, another freshman who did an outstanding job for us, you know, at our Mike linebacker. You know, Salvin Gonzalez, who's going to share time. you know, in the backfield and did a great job for us on defense. You know, Jackson Engstrom, you know, is another one. So all those guys I'm super excited about. Even the freshman class, incoming freshman we're going to have next year, is pretty talented, and it's going to be quite a fun season. So I just cannot wait again. I mean, obviously, we got to fix some things for next year, but I'm going to be excited for the guys that we have coming back and for the incoming freshman that we have for this program. It's going to be a fun year.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Congratulations on the season. And like I said, we won't be long before we're talking to you again, getting ready for next football season.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yep, that was Caleb Vogel, the head football coach of the Clarion Goldfield Now as Cowboys here on our Coach Speak program. We're talking with Eagle Grove head coach Logan Willard up after the break.